This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Sure, we still are going to get health care.
Let me ask you about the sense of conflict in this country. There were 60 million people who didn't vote for Mr. Trump. Why should it, or help explain to somebody who didn't vote for him and who, you know, there are people going around saying, not my president. In part, Donald Trump rose to prominence by challenging the idea that Barack Obama was a legitimate president, said he wasn't born in America. There was no evidence of that. Spent 5 years saying he was illegitimate. Why should anybody who doesn't like Donald Trump think, oh, well, I should think he's legitimate now?
Well, it's a question of whether or not you want America to be a successful venture. And I think, frankly, if you're hard left, it's very hard to imagine why you're going to accommodate a Trump presidency, because the two goals of the system. Remember, George W. Bush was attacked from day one by the hard left. Obama was attacked from day one by conservatives. We've now been through 16 years of this siege warfare.
Yeah.
And interestingly, while we got involved in a fight with Clinton, no one ever attacked the legitimacy of the Clinton presidency, or Bush won, or Reagan, or Carter, for that matter.
Well, you know, Newt, in his own inimitable manner, brings up a good point. And it's kind of interesting, you know, and I'm sure Newt has to swallow at times when the, the media and of which, you know, they represent the left, you can tell, they expose their own ideology with the questions they ask and the way they frame it. And I think, you know, and we have had this discussion here recently. In fact, I had a friend that, emailed me the other day and said, Bill, you know, is there a source? Is there some place that we can go to where we can just get the facts? And I said, well, you know, the challenge is you've got to go in with a filter. Because even on this show, I mean, you know where I'm coming from. I mean, my point of view is a biblical worldview. So I filter everything through the Word of God. This is where I come from. So I will tell you that up front. And for those of you who understand it and that rhymes with your reason, it's okay. It's not necessarily antithetical to your sensitivities. For some, I would think that there might be certain statements that I make which might be like chalk on the chalkboard and hits the nerve a little bit. You know, that's okay. But, you know, I'm going to be upfront with you and tell you this is where I come from. And in all that, I want to bring the experts on, people that have the experience, that know what's going on, that can add to your knowledge and understanding, your education of the issues at hand. And the other part of this is, philosophically, what can we do to be united on these issues? Can we have a fair-minded discussion? Because I've had a lot of fair-minded discussions here, even in the heat of this last election, with those on the other side, if I can say, you know, and what I found is that we're all heading to the right direction. It is the process of how to get there and how to make that happen. And for those that I spoke with, all they had to look at was, once we got outside of this, hey, I'm right and you're wrong, and we got beyond that, and we could say, okay, let's just solve the problem. Could we reason together in a way to accomplish it? The other thing that was key was that nobody was vying for a seat in Congress a presidential seat. It was just like, hey, look, we got real people here. We got brothers and sisters across this country that are suffering because of the policies that have been acted over the past decades. What is wrong here? Why are we investing money and not getting a return on investment that we should have? I mean, it's the people's money. It's not the government's money. It's our money. They are, you know, they have been voted in to steward that money. There is a responsibility that they have to us, we the people, because this is a government of, for, and by we the people. Okay, they're responsible to us, and we're responsible to be engaging, to engage the system and challenge to make sure that they are, in fact, being held accountable. This is Bill Martinez live. The conversation continues at 5 after the top of the hour right now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Well, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Follow us on Twitter at BMartinezLive.com. Like us on Facebook, MartinezLive.com. You get it? It's this Martinez thing that just keeps coming over and over again. But that's the way you check it out, and that's the way you get involved. And we thank you so much for doing so. After all, hey, this is your country. It's not it doesn't belong to any one of us. It belongs to all of us. And this is why we're at a point when all hands are on deck. They're still necessary. You know, the election is only the beginning of it. And even for those that didn't vote for Trump, it's still the beginning. I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, we're committed for at least the next 4 years. You know, what kind of presidency do we want Donald Trump to have? And, you know, and Hillary was right. You know, we are stronger together. I would say that rallying cry is definitely valid. You know, whatever she can do, whatever Bill Clinton can do. I mean, remember, as we talked about before, Bill Clinton was the one that made the statement back in the 90s saying, hey, the era of big government is over. After the midterm election, he realized, hey, look, things had to change. And because of Newt Gingrich, because of the Republicans that participated, because of bipartisanship, people working together, we got a lot accomplished. Now, there were some things you could question. You know, I still question, you know, some of the cutbacks, the dramatic cutbacks in the military. I think it gave us a false premise, but it did show some, some surplus, and we think, hey, that was all great, but what expense, you know, and what happens, there are expenses that need to occur. We need to invest in certain sectors in order to protect and preserve, you know, this national interest, our national interest. If not, then we get caught off guard, you know, like we did, I believe, certainly after, you know, 2000 with the, with the attacks on the World Trade Centers in New York, and we went to war. And what did we go to war with? We were very underserved and we were underarmed in taking on that war because of the cutbacks, the dramatic cutbacks that allowed for this budget surplus. And everybody was so shocked about it. Well, here we are. We've had severe cutbacks in the military again, and we're transitioning to a new president. And what happens, ladies and gentlemen, in much the same case as with George Bush? George Bush never in a million years thought, and I'm talking about George W., thought in a million years that he was going to be a wartime president. This wasn't, you know, part of his perception. He really thought he was going to be able to deal with domestic issues. And what happened after 9/11? He became a wartime president, and that was the rest of his term in office was dealing with that, and then also the economic consequences that go along with going to war. Well, here we are. We have an opportunity with Donald Trump to address some domestic issues, whether it's infrastructure opportunity, some energy sector thing, I believe, which is, we talked with Alexander Markovsky, is low-hanging fruit. This is something that could happen pretty quick. I mean, the XL pipeline, it's been hanging out there forever. We can make some things happen. I know that it's going to disturb some environmentalists. I say your opinion counts. I think you've been able to bring some things to the table here that have helped the energy sector immensely, but it's not about any one thing, any one driving force. Now, I think they have allowed for some prudency to take place, and that needs to happen, and there will be some responsible, I believe, responsible engineering that will take place to where we will be sensitive to the environment and that where we can make it win-win, because that's where Trump comes from. I know some have argued other things, and again, you have to remember what is said during the political season, the rhetoric and all, you know, is one thing. But the other thing, you have to look at it in practice. You know, Donald Trump is an experienced businessman. He knows about return on investment. This is something that we've been talking about on this show, is that for all the money, all our money that is taken out of our treasury, where is the return on investment, whether that money goes to the war on poverty, whether it goes to helping those that have had a hard time, and on, where are we getting return? When we've invested, for example, the war on poverty since President Johnson in 1964, upwards of $22 trillion, and our poverty level has gone from 15 to 15.1%. You know, wouldn't you agree that's a bad investment? There's something wrong here. For all the money that's being invested, we're better than this. But if we just turn over the money and we give people a blank check and there's no accountability to that, nobody asks the follow-up question like saying, hey, what are you doing with that money? Then they do as they darn well please. They start giving themselves incredible bonuses. You know, we start finding out there's, you know, curtains that are purchased on behalf of we the people at such extreme levels that you and I would never ever consider. Even some of us being very extravagant would not even consider spending the kind of money. I still maintain, I think one of the things, the messages I would want to get to Donald Trump is that we could save a lot of money just in managing the end of the year budget spending. I think I erroneously had referred to the end of our fiscal year being October, but a lot of you are smarter than that, and you knew it's the end of September. That's the fiscal year. But the last 60 days leading up to the conclusion of every fiscal year, you look at the ridiculous spending that takes place. I mean, I think this administration should call time out, you know, come July, just say, okay, boom, we're going to freeze all the budgets come July. Wherever they are right there is where it's going to stand, and we're going to go on a 60-day fast. And we're not going to spend stupid money for number two Ticonderoga pencils just so that we can spend the budget and protect the next year's, you know, fiscal year allocation. I mean, that's kind of goofy, you know, especially when you think that everybody else in the country, you know, sits around the kitchen table going, okay, what can we do here? How do we cut back 10%? How do we, you know, pay for college? How do we, you know, get Timmy a new pair of clothes and new tennis shoes and this sort of thing? I mean, these are real life scenarios and decisions made at the kitchen tables of America today. And this is why they came out in numbers that they came out to say, enough of this insanity. You know, it is time to get our government back, put it back in the hands to where it needs to be, and that is in the hands of we the people. But, you know, all hands on deck, it's going to require and demand your involvement in this process. And even if you cannot stand Donald Trump, that's okay. Okay, let's get your opinion out there. Let's hold him accountable. Let's give you place to where you're heard, and we start dealing with these issues. But I think that we can do some things immediately that'll be quite positive for our nation, and that has to do with productivity, getting America productive again. You know, that'll go a long way in solving a lot of a lot of problems. Like I say, in business, it is the ideas that solve sales, and sales solve everything. That's what my old mentor used to tell me time and time again. In fact, he gave me this big poster that I had in my office for many years. Ideas solve sales, sales solve everything. And in this country, it's ideas solve productivity, and productivity solves everything. I got to tell you, you can translate it accordingly, because when you get America back to work again, well, that takes care of a lot of issues. You know, it takes care of our taxes, takes care of the unemployment. That unemployment number that we looked at, what happened is those numbers were lied. You know, we were given false numbers and given some false sense of security in saying, well, we only had so many people unemployed. I mean, the fact of the matter is that number was a double-digit number. Any economist with a sense of reason and veracity would tell you such. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Thank you for coming along.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. About it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez live.
More than you dream, more than you understand. Today's in good times. We're good people. I catch all your tears. Bring your name on my heart. Be still and trust my prayer. More than you think.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, and you know where you can go for all the information. It's right there, BillMartinezLive.com, and we encourage you to get involved in the conversation because your opinion counts here, all right? Well, according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA, of course, veterans are three times greater risk of being infected with hepatitis C virus than the general population, but approximately 45,000 vets remain undiagnosed. If left untreated, Hep C can lead to liver disease, liver cancer, even death. Hepatitis C is a silent disease that often does not have noticeable symptoms for years or even decades, making screening critical, especially for veterans and baby boomers between 1945 and 1965, two groups that are disproportionately affected. Now, due to scientific advancement, hepatitis C can be cured, which means the virus is undetectable in the blood when evaluated 3 or more months after treatment is completed. Now, that's incredible, great news, and here to talk to us is a former vet, and on the heels of celebrating Veterans Day, I will say to you, Joe Benko, thank you for your service, and thank you for all that you've done to, fight for our liberties and give our country another chance.
Well, thanks a lot for having me here today. I appreciate it.
And also we have Dr. Kenneth Rothstein, an associate professor in the Department of Medicine and chief of the Division of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Drexel University College of Medicine. Dr. Rothstein, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having us on.
Well, good to have you here, both of you, to talk about, this important topic. Dr. Rothstein, right off the bat, you're the doctor. What is hepatitis C?
Well, hepatitis C is a virus that attacks the liver. It's a very serious condition. It can lead to cirrhosis, liver cancer, and the need for liver transplant.
So what are some of the risk factors? You touched on it briefly, but I want to give you a little bit more time to expand on this because, as we said in the opening, this is something that's kind of taken for granted. It just kind of creeps up on you, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely can creep up on you. Many patients have no symptoms. The main risk factors for acquiring hepatitis C are intravenous drug use, and having a blood transfusion or blood products before 1992.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, things changed after 1992. So when it comes to the transference of blood, a lot more particular and a lot more safe compared to then. So we've learned a lot and continue to learn a lot as it goes along. Isn't that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so what are some, you touched on the symptoms, so let's talk about the common symptoms that some people will take for granted that are associated with Hep C.
The most common symptom is that patients have weakness and fatigue. Patients look normal, but they don't feel like a normal person. They can also have joint pains, and they can also have either pain or discomfort in the right upper quadrant where the liver sits.
Mm-hmm. So if someone is at a high risk for hepatitis C, what can they do, Dr. Rothstein?
Well, they have to get a special blood test, the simple blood test called the hepatitis C antibody test. It's not part of your routine yearly screening labs, but you have to ask your doctor to have it done.
Mm-hmm. Why are we finding that vets are more at risk than the general population?
Well, part of their job in wartime is to be in combat. And in combat, you can get exposed to blood. In the Vietnam War, there were over 400,000 transfusions, and there was a lot of blood-to-blood exposure, especially for medics, but also for the regular soldier.
Mm-hmm. Well, We talked in the opening about hepatitis C being now curable. Expand a little bit more on the advancements in treatment options for people who find themselves with hepatitis C.
Well, in the last couple of years, the treatment has really changed. It used to involve injections of interferon, which were very difficult to tolerate with many side effects. And quite honestly, wasn't that effective. But now the treatment regimens involve pills that you take by mouth for usually 8 to 12 weeks, sometimes longer, with almost no side effects, any serious side effects, and close to 100% of the patients will be cured, which is really a major improvement from what we just had 2 or 3 years ago.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, Joe Benko, how did you find out that you had hepatitis C?
Well, I was on a blood drive with our company, and I was donating blood on a regular basis, and in the early 1990s, they came out with a letter that told me that I was had hepatitis C and I could no longer donate blood. I was shocked and devastated with it, and I went to my family doctor to confirm the diagnosing. And you don't realize you have something inside of you that's creeping around, and then they ask you, how do you think you contacted it? Well, I remember as a child I cut my foot. I got a real bad opportunity to get a transfusion, and I possibly could have got it when I was 18 when they inoculated me into the Vietnam era war. Mm-hmm. When I was a recruit. So those are the only two times, but the doctor wanted to know when and how you got contacted.
Right. Hepatitis. So here it is. You realize that years out of service, you're a civilian now, and you find out the news.
Yeah, it's shocking because there wasn't any support groups out there, and they really didn't know much about the hepatitis C, and the weight of carrying that around once you knew it, and then you had to be careful if your bloodborne was left around. You couldn't have it contact with other people if you got cut in maintenance department, whatever. But mm-hmm. the concern was you had to be very careful, and you kept it discreet because you didn't want people to know you had it.
Exactly. What a change in life for you. Here it is. You're rolling along. You don't know you're carrying something. Now you find out that you have to be aware, not only for yourself, for your family, those that you work with. So you found out the hard way that testing is most important, didn't you?
But it was important that I was donating blood because that was where they started testing it.
Yes.
The major concern we have now is nobody really knows they have it, and if they don't give blood or go to a doctor and ask for the specific test, they won't know that they have it, and it'll get worse before it gets better, and then it may be, who knows, too late.
So you don't know how long you were carrying hepatitis C, and did you realize any effect of it? Were you dealing with any of the symptoms that Dr. Rothstein referred to?
Mild fatigue was about the only thing, and I just do that to old age and getting tired at the end of the day, not realizing that was really the early symptoms of it.
Right.
But then later I found out that the test from my doctor that I did have mild cirrhosis that was eating at my liver, which
wow.
really concerned me, and it scared me to make sure that I wanted to be here for retirement.
Exactly. So for all intent and purposes, just like what we talked about with Dr. Rothstein, little effect, a little really big caution flag coming and hitting you in the face, but without the screening that you did for giving blood, you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't have any idea at all. So awareness is the biggest factor right now that we can now help and get everybody to get that test done.
So with your fellow vets, what do you suggest, not only your fellow vets, but those who are at risk, what do they need to know about hepatitis C?
The baby boomers are a factor, and the Vietnam-era veterans are a factor, to go out and get tested. Ask your doctor for the test for the hepatitis C. There's a terrific website out. It gives a lot of information out to people and direction on treatments, and it's hepchope.com. for a wealth of information that will help everybody to get a possible cure.
Well, Dr. Rothstein, as you say, there's been lots of advancement, which Joe has been referring to. Certainly, those that were involved with, Vietnam, the early years, maybe say, what, pre-92, probably more at risk than post-92. Is that what you would say?
Correct. That's definitely true.
Well, again, I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show and breaking this down for us. Joe Benko, again, thank you for your service. I am happy for you and for your family and for your own peace of mind that you were able to find out what the truth is. Now you know what you're dealing with. And Dr. Rothstein, again, for all your hard work, remind everybody quickly that website that Joe referred to.
It's hepcihope.com.
Dr. Rothstein and Joe Benko, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Right. Have a great day.
You too.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
I'm riding to the one who knows me, who made every part of me in his hand. I'm holding to the one who holds me, cause I know who I am, I know who I am. I am sure I am yours.
The question, do you know whose you are, huh? If you know whose you are, it changes the whole perspective and the discussion altogether. With us right now is Ashley McGuire. It's always good to have her with us. Ashley is a senior fellow with the Catholic Association. Ashley, how are we doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on to discuss, kind of the aftermath of this election 2016. The bottom line is voters overwhelmingly rejected the extremism of the last 8 years by electing candidates across the board who have vowed to protect religious liberty and life and to send a justice to the Supreme Court who will uphold those constitutional values and restore the rule of law in society. That's really the bottom line here, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, it's when you look, for example, at how Catholics wound up voting and just Christians overall, especially when you look at Christians who regularly attend a service. Mm-hmm. We know this from looking at the Catholic vote in the past, that really the determinant group are the group that regularly attend services. Those are the people who say their faith informs the way that they vote. Mm-hmm. And that group went strongly for Trump. And I think that's because he's the one who reached out to us and said, I'm going to defend your religious liberty, whereas Hillary Clinton basically did the opposite and said things like, you know, religious beliefs need to be changed on abortion and other issues. And I think you're right. The Supreme Court, and we know, I think I saw that 1 in 5 voters said the Supreme Court was what drove them to the ballots, which is remarkable.
Well, I got to say this, Ashley. I'm really proud of Catholics and evangelicals who stepped up. We really needed them in this vote. Traditionally, about 50% bother to register to vote, and only about 50% of those even bother to go to the polls. But we saw them come out in big numbers, as Trump would say, big league, and which made a big league difference to this election, no doubt.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, you're totally right. And again, I think a lot of that was driven by the Supreme Court, because so many of the issues that religious voters care about, unfortunately these days, are decided at the Supreme Court. You've got conscience rights issues, not just related to Obamacare, but there's a number of cases that are just sort of pending in higher courts. For example, a really high-profile one is, should Christian pharmacists be forced to dispense abortion pills?
Right.
And, you know, I mean, right now the Ninth Circuit has ruled that they do, and they were denied certiorari at the Supreme Court. So I think Christians are outraged at the way that we're being treated and had absolutely no confidence that Hillary Clinton was going to defend our religious liberty. And, you know, talking about Catholics, I'll give you an example. She declined the opportunity to go speak at Notre Dame. I mean, she just sort of thumbed her nose at us, both in the way she talked about faith-based voters, but also, there's been a lot of articles written about the fact she just assumed she had them bagged. Mm-hmm. And we're not mindless voters.
Exactly.
Ultimately, we care about deep issues, and I think that really showed in the way the voting trends went.
Well, there was a little bit of awkwardness a couple of days before the election when she attended the Alfred Smith dinner, right? And in what I understood, there was a little bit of a private meeting between her and Cardinal Doling. Are you aware of that?
You know, I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. But, you know, when Cardinal Doling met privately with President Obama, he was totally burned. Obama assured him, we now know from leaked information, President Obama assured him, we will absolutely protect your religious liberty. And he did that time and time again. He did that in front of Congress. He did that at Notre Dame. And then he turned right around and poked us right in the eye over and over again. And, you know, by the way, again, going back to the Supreme Court, the largest class action religious liberty lawsuit in American history is still unresolved. The Little Sisters of the Poor,
exactly.
The decision affecting them was a 4-4 split. It was sent down to the lower courts, but had Hillary Clinton gotten her day with the Supreme Court, you can be certain that she would have stacked the court with judges who would have ruled horribly on religious liberty cases affecting the church.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's gotten lost in the all the headlines, the current information that we're dealing with. And this is why it is so important, Ashley, for you to come on a show like ours, because we've got to keep the information, keep the people aware of what's going on, because they figure, well, if I'm not hearing it about it in the headlines, maybe it's just gone away. I think some people are going to be surprised that the Little Sisters of the Poor, that their situation is still in play here.
Absolutely, and so many other cases. I mean, for example, the ACLU is going around the country suing Catholic hospitals left and right for refusing, because the doctors refuse to perform abortions, they refuse to perform transgender surgeries, and the Catholic hospital system is the largest non-governmental provider of health care in America. So it's not just that. I mean, there was, I think, a number of, and you know, you look at these euthanasia laws that are sweeping the country,
exactly.
And we knew that was coming next. So
right.
Do Catholic and Christian doctors have to dispense life-ending suicide drugs or lose their medical licenses?
I mean, it's as if the system is being overwhelmed with all these cultural issues, and they're all coming to a head at the same time. I'll tell you, the Supreme Court, local municipalities, as you say, the Catholic hospitals. I mean, wow, what are they going to do here?
Well, I think fortunately we've been given a break. I mean, we have to wait and see what happens, but the Trump campaign reached out and they sent a letter to essentially leaders of the Catholic Church saying, we will get your back. I'm very confident that this is a priority issue for Mike Pence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, again, going back to the Supreme Court, the list that he provided us, that Trump provided the country, was full of judges who I think will restore the correct constitutional understanding of and respect for religious liberty in this country. And by the way, I think it'll help quell some of these essentially conflicts, social conflicts that we're seeing, because I think we're going to be a more peaceful society when we get back to tolerance and the idea that we can live together in peace and disagree. I mean, that's sort of a fundamental American idea, and the left loves to pretend like they're the vanguards of that principle, but they're actually, when it comes to religious liberty, the ones that have been systematically uprooting it, especially through the courts.
Well, at the core of all this, Ashley, we've said repeatedly on the show, America is suffering, at its very base and core, to some spiritual bankruptcy. I mean, these are spiritual issues that need to be addressed. And inherent to all that is the rule of law. America, for a while and too long, has abandoned the rule of law. There is an expression and almost acceptance of lawlessness, taking place in this country. I mean, this is why I believe even with some of these demonstrations, look, you can demonstrate, that's fine. But when you start rioting and you're breaking up police cars and destroying property and businesses that support jobs for the local area, wait a minute, that's lawlessness, and that needs to be addressed, don't you say?
Well, yeah, and how about chanting, not my president? I mean, look, conservatives were dismayed when President Obama won a second term.
Yes.
But it was crickets out there. We weren't out there chanting, not my president, because as you say, we're the ones who understand the rule of law. And he wasn't our guy, but he's still our president. And what we did was come out 4 years later with the ultimate rebuke of him and his ideology and the way he ran the government for the last 8 years, because we knew that Hillary Clinton was going to be 4 more years of the same.
Exactly. And to your point here, it is ironic that the question was asked of Donald Trump, not of Hillary, would he support the eventual election of the president? And I said, uh-huh. Even then when that question was asked, they're not the ones to ask. You need to ask the voting public if they'll
exactly.
support. Really, and just the way I saw it. Ashley McGuire, Senior Fellow with the Catholic Association. Ashley, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
America's favorite Mexican, Bill Martinez, live.
You can't take that from me. Oh, I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. That's how I know.
Hey, live and fresh every day. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Follow us on Facebook. Like us on Twitter. Or like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. As they say, get involved. Let us know your thoughts. We bring the experts here, news stories that we believe are true. And to the heart of our American potential, our individual, our God-given potential, God-designed purpose, so that things are better. You know, we try to address the daily issues that come up so that you're informed, that it's not just a bumper sticker kind of banner heading that you're repeating out there, but that you have the facts, you know, because when I was a kid growing up, that was what Joe Friday told us, just the facts, man, just the facts. Remember, for those of you that grew up during that era. Well, we've got a delightful story and a person here with us, Bridget Reed, who is an entrepreneur, and her heart is toward helping other women, you know, start their own business. She is the founder of Olivia Sophia Stationery, which is an incredible story. There's a lot to this, and she's going to be telling us about that. And they refer to her as a mompreneur, okay? So she takes her responsibility as a mother very seriously, but she also understands that, you know, that she has this passion for business. And I will say, Bridget Reed, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be a part. This is a great day in America, and I am excited to be on your show.
Well, good to have you here. I'll tell you, this has been one of these opportunities and seasons that we're entering into, which I think is very well welcomed, and that is that people of faith you know, came out in numbers. They participated in this election, though that's not necessarily what we want to talk about. But all this is a manifestation of, I think, a hope that we find in our faith. And, you know, in acting on faith principles, just like you did for your business. I mean, you said that when you were expecting your daughter, that you saw this as an absolute miracle. And this really changed your life, didn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. She came into our lives at the most unexpected moment, and we definitely were not expecting her. I had two illnesses that was actually keeping me from conceiving, and after going through so many painful procedures with the doctors, my husband and I, we were just done with the doctors and the medicine. We didn't want to, you know, do anything more to try to conceive. We just gave it into God's hands and said, whenever he's ready to bless us with a child, then we'll be ready. And then after we got off all medication, 2 months later, she came, you know, on our own. And it was nothing, no medical intervention whatsoever. So we were so inspired by her life and just the faithfulness of God that we wanted to do something to represent her.
And that's kind of the tough thing for people, even people of faith, you know, I might say, Bridget, is that, you know, you're praying for an answer, and sometimes we just have to get to that point and realize who can answer the question. And we do our due diligence. We say, okay, well, on the surface seems like a medical issue. It's only reasonable to go talk to doctors, but God didn't want you to talk to doctors. He wanted you to talk to him.
Absolutely. And it was a learning process for us, you know, a season of trusting him, even when we didn't understand. And I know a lot of women deal with this issue of, you know, trying to conceive. And it's just a season of trusting him and knowing that he has it all under control and that he's a really good father and that he's going to take care of you. And he's always going to come through on his promises. And I know he told us that we were going to be parents. So we were excited about that day coming. And it was just a season of faith and trust and knowing that no matter what happens, that there's nothing too hard for God.
Yeah. Well, though you and your husband are quite a bit younger, you probably felt a little bit like Abraham and Sarah. You know, God made a promise that he would give them a child, and you're thinking, okay, now I know a little bit how Sarah felt, although you're not 100 years old or 80 years old, you know, trying to conceive here. But you look to God and you trust in God. And of course, we know that Abraham trusted in God to the point that God says, hey, you're my righteous man. I mean, that's righteousness, and I'm going to account that to your life. I'm going to count you as righteous because you believed in me, and I see that God counted you and your husband as being righteous in answering your prayer. And here you, by the grace of God, deliver Olivia Sophia, which means anointed wisdom. What a beautiful name and a beautiful meaning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And we, you know, through this whole process, we realized that God is so heavily involved in every detail of our lives that he even wants to be involved in our businesses. Mm. So her life stands for not only what the faith and inspiration and the grace that God has given us, but he's also given us a faithfulness in understanding how he works and that he is involved in every aspect of our lives and that there's nothing that we cannot seek him for. And so we go to him for our businesses and also when I counsel other women, we pray over businesses because we believe that God is the one that gives us the wisdom to produce wealth. Yeah. And so her anointed, her name, anointed wisdom, is not just in a sense of just, you know, inspirational name or a really nice name, but it is really a stamp on how we live our lives.
Yeah, the thing that also, you know, associates with that you just shared in terms of God, you know, in terms of Him also placing us in a position. If we let go and allow God to put us in the right place, we'll be in front of that movement in that wave of energy that will just catch us up. And that's when, you know, you're just having so much fun and you're creating things within your business that are all God ordained and it's God expressed. I mean, it's there. I mean, God has wired us, you know, for these jobs and this productivity. And if we just allow God to do what God does, we're in for the ride of a lifetime, aren't we?
Absolutely. I think the number one thing that we have to recognize is that we tend to put things into boxes based on our experiences and what we can conceive. Mm-hmm. But God is so big, and He's so amazing, and He's so bright and wonderful, and He has so many blessings in store for us that if we take the limits off of Him in our mind, yeah, the things that we can accomplish are just out of this world, amazing things. And He wants to do those things through us and in us if we will allow Him to.
Exactly. Well, tell us about Olivia Sophia Stationery. Thank you for the samples. You sent me a journal, which is just terrific. My wife has already claimed ownership of that, by the way. So that's wonderful. Yeah. And, of course, the other thing, you know, the notepad. I mean, people can always use notepads. This is very clever, too. I love what you did here. This is great.
Yeah, absolutely. We, Olivia Sophia Stationery, all of our products are inspirational, and it's more of a brand. Our brand, we want to have a brand that is built on love and faith, and we want people to know you can get journals, you can get pens from anywhere, but we want people, when they purchase our products, to know, to be reminded, to be inspired. And we have this thing that we say in our organization, like, surround yourself with inspirational things, because the world is so full of negativity and so full of all of this things going on from one day to the next. You never know what's going to happen. That when you surround yourself with inspirational things, you are reminded to be inspired, to keep on going, to push forward. And I think that's the one I said, you never lose your sparkle. Like, you just always, you know, stay inspired by the things around you, and your environment determines your mindset. So what you choose to listen to, what you choose to read, what you choose to allow to go into your spirit will determine how you live your life. And I know that's a small thing, but it's a huge thing when you think about the overall aspect of your life. And so we have all these inspirational products, and we just want people to be inspired by our products and to be reminded that nothing is impossible with God. With the name Olivia Sophia Stationery, and hearing our story, that when they look at that journal, or they're writing with the pen, or they're writing in their notebook, that they know if God can do it for her, He can do it for me. And if He can bless this these people, He can bless me. And anything is possible with the Lord. And that's what I want people to be reminded of.
Well, and I think we're going to we're entering into an exciting season here, Bridget, where mompreneurs like yourself and other women that want to start their own businesses, and men for that matter, this is going to be an exciting time. I have seen, you know, where America's productivity has been leveled off. It's kind of been, you know, stagnant. And, you know, things have been imposed on it in such a way that has restricted it greatly. But I believe we're entering into an era where there's going to be that time, that exciting time to dream big dreams, God-given dreams, you know. And those are the best dreams to come down the pike. I'm really excited for what lies ahead for all of America. You know, forget about the political process and who's Democrat and Independent and Republicans or whatever. Hey, you know, we're all God's creation. God designed us with a specific purpose to live big dreams and to do great things. And who knows, maybe we'll be the next greatest generation to come on the shores of America. What do you think?
Absolutely. I just encourage people to stay positive, to know that the greatest thing, your greatness is ahead of you, and it's not behind you, it's ahead of you. No matter what happens, mm-hmm. in the White House, it's what happens in your house.
Exactly. Well, we're out of time here, Bridget, but I want to remind everybody they can go to OliviaSophiaInc.com for more information and access to your stationery. Thank you so much for being with us.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.